Yeah, I thought they did a good job. Got to give Donnie a lot of credit. Don Barkley stepped in and got his opportunity and made the most of it. I'm really proud of him. He's a good kid. He's really worked hard in training camp and put himself in a position to not only make the team but be a contributor. We put him out there on different personnel packages and excited for his opportunity. He's going up against a tough rusher today in Brian, and he did a good job.
Did you feel the field position deteriorating for them? Did you feel your offense coming on in the second half?
Yeah, I thought we got into a good rhythm there. We ran the ball more effectively than we have all season. Good combination of James Starks and Alex Green running the football, doing a nice job. Not sure what the final numbers were, but I think we had over 150 yards rushing, which probably hasn't happened here in a while. So that gave us some good balance. Obviously, the key drive of the game was the after Morgan's second pick. Obviously, got to give Morgan a lot of credit for those two interceptions in the red zone. His second pick, we go about 11-minute drive close to it, and that was really important. Got a field goal out of that. Mason made it, put us up two scores, and that was that kind of put him away. Hey, Bob.
Thank you. What does that 11-minute drive say about you?
Well, we haven't had one of those in a while. We haven't been able to control the clock like that, and says a lot about the toughness of those guys. It wasn't the prettiest drive. You know, we made the most of our third down opportunities. We had a penalty and had a first and 20. We were able to overcome that and get a first down. Greg made a big catch for a first down. Randall made a nice adjustment for a first down. We had a couple good runs on that drive, so. Would like to get 7 on that or 8, you know, go for 2, get it up to 2 touchdown lead. But to put it to 2 scores there with 4 minutes left, we had a good feeling about our defense there.
Do you have any thoughts about the Bears having lost?
Yeah, puts us back in first. I can't say there's many Seahawks fans in the locker room, but we appreciate the help. Yeah, it reminded me of the catch. What was it? It was Jacksonville or Arizona, one of the two. He had a similar catch where he went up over the guy and made the play. He's made the most of his opportunities this year. I think that's 9 touchdowns for him. If not for a phantom call there, he probably would have had another one on the second drive. But, you know, James did a good job. Disappointing last week, not getting many opportunities. But, you know, today he didn't have, again, a ton of opportunities, but he made the most of them. Yeah, I was just trying to punt it in there, pin him back pretty good. I wanted to catch it first. That was important. And then as I was making the catch, I saw Griffin coming my way. I think Josh made a nice block to give me some room and just tried to put it up. Kind of ran out of arm a little bit there.
They tried to be the Giants, right? Rush 4, drop 7.
Yeah, they played very soft. They played – actually, they mixed in some one high in the first half and brought a couple pressures. But for the most part outside, it was softer defenses, and we did a good job running the ball. You know, we blocked them up. The backs made the right cuts and put us in more manageable third down situations. Didn't convert them every time, but didn't have as many third and 11 pluses like we did last week. That was important, you know. Everything's right in front of us. Regardless of the Bears' outcome today, we still have the Bears at Chicago. And the division very well could come down to that meeting. We have Detroit next week. They just actually lost lost the game at the end. So they're 4-8. But, you know, it'll be a tough opponent for us. Anytime you're playing that team and that defense, Sunday Night Football, everything's right in front of us, so we got to go win our home games and get a couple wins on the road.
Did you have to compensate much on offense for the line situation in terms of, you know, shorter passes, giving help, that kind of thing?
Not really. You know, we had a plan coming in. We wanted to give those guys help regardless if it was TJ, you know, TJ and Marshall. And when Donnie came in, we wanted to help Donnie out, obviously, but it would have been the same plan if TJ had not got hurt. So give give Don a lot of credit. I think he did a good job. He grew up tonight. Really proud of him. He really does things the right way and works hard. Those guys know at some point you're going to get an opportunity. And a tough task with the kind of pass rusher he was going up against, so I give him a lot of credit.
How does having direct back change things?
Well, I think now, this moment, he's probably going to take Jordy's reps. I'm not sure what Jordy's situation is going to be, but I would guess that Greg would step kind of seamlessly back into that slot. Now, if we're talking about the slot, Randall's going to stay in the slot, I would assume, and Greg will be outside for the most part. It's nice having him back. He's a big-time player. He can make catches down the field. There were a couple plays where we were on the same page today, which is fun to get him back out there and still have the same feel that we had previous to the injury. So he's a big-time player. We got to give him more opportunities.
Do you consider this a gut check game in a way? You're down to an undrafted free agent on the offensive line. Jordy goes down. You haven't had Cedric for a long time. You've been able to overcome some of that adversity?
I think it was. I think it definitely was a gut check for us at halftime. I think the thing you can say about our guys, there was no panic. Our defense shut them out in the second half, which ultimately gave us the win, but there was no panic on the offensive side. And Jermichael had a big game for us, made some big plays, especially in the third quarter to keep drives going. And just some, a second effort play there on the slant on that 11-minute drive. So give him a lot of credit. He had a big game today. We needed that. Randall made some big catches. But when we had to have it there in the fourth quarter, we were able to put some together. And that said a lot about the kind of guys we got and the leadership that we have.
Aaron, what did Mike say when told us that it wasn't the best halftime that he's ever been a part of? What did he mean by that?
Well, I'm not sure. You have to ask him. I thought it was a no-panic locker room. So he maybe wanted some more yelling and screaming. But we have been, typically in the last couple of years, not a big rah-rah team. We don't need a lot of rah-rah speeches. Every team is different. In 2010, Charles was giving us a speech every week. This team is a different team, different makeup, and I think there's some leadership in the room that guys understand the situations and know they got to carry their load.
Aaron, on that third to Jennings right across the middle, we kind of bobbled it. If you don't make that, you probably end up punting there, you think?
Oh, for sure, yeah. That was a big-time play. He was on the backside of Reed. I actually looked at Jermichael first and came back and I think it was James who was inside. It kind of got held up a little bit. It might have been Randall. But Greg is kind of number four in the progression there. Didn't throw him the best ball. The ones in your waist are kind of difficult to handle. But he made a nice catch, and we had just enough for that first down to keep it going. That's what I mean. That drive was not the prettiest drive, but when we had to make some plays there, we did.